Most of us can be triggered by other people, other people's opinions, judgments. This is built into us. Shaming is one of the most powerful negative experiences that someone can have. Human beings take many years to be able to survive on our own. Because of this, we rely very heavily on our parents, caregivers, community, our peers as we get a bit older. Shaming is meant to be used to correct behavior. It's meant to be used in a context of community and attachment and connection, where we really understand when we're being shamed that it's a behavior, it's not who we are. Shame on you is often the way it works in our culture. We have a lack of attachment. We don't have sufficient connection with the people shaming us to weather the storm, and we internalize it. We believe that there is something really wrong with us. We have these core deficiency beliefs of, I'm not worthy, I'm not lovable, I don't count, I'm not safe, I'm not smart enough. The root of all of these beliefs is in the experience that we've had, where we haven't been connected enough. Shaming is a powerful hard stop. It's meant to be used to stop people from doing a behavior that would get them kicked out of the tribe. And when we're kicked out of the tribe, we die. We can't survive on our own. That is more clear when we look at several thousand years ago. One person on their own didn't have much of a chance of survival. Now it is more possible to physically survive, and yet the studies that are coming out are indicating that loneliness is the new smoking. People without sufficient connections don't have as healthy of a life, a meaningful life, a happy life. Part of the remedy for that is to work on our core deficiency beliefs. The boomerang inquiry and the panorama inquiry are two ways that we can look to see what is it that someone else is reflecting back to us about us. If you bring to mind a face of somebody who's shamed you, what is your experience with that? Can you feel that somewhere in your body? Are you tightening up? Maybe you're moving into the posture of shame. It's a slumped folding in on ourselves. Sit up straight for a moment. Let your shoulders come back and down and take a few deep breaths. Bring your eyes back up. This simple example shows us the power of shame. And when it's done in a group, it's a close relative to bullying, which can be done individually or in a group. As teenagers move through those years of developing independence from the family, becoming more peer-oriented, this is especially threatening. Exclusion from the peer group is devastating. The boomerang inquiry has a look at, what does this reflect back about me? So if you bring up that image of someone who has judged you, who has said things that are harsh or demeaning, who's ridiculed you, bring up those words, have a look at them, hear the sounds. Imagine that you're seeing those words in your mind's eye. Same with images. Notice the colors and shapes. This is an image of something. Now, what does it reflect back about you, about who you are? We can do the same with the panorama inquiry, where we might put a group of people in a circle of chairs. And as we go around and we look at their faces, maybe we hear words that they've said. What does that reflect back about me? No question that these are difficult. Part of the reason is that as children especially, we don't have any defenses against believing what our experience tells us is true.